Georgians are reacting to the new overtime rule the White House issued this week. Here, officials say the change would affect about 158,000 Georgia workers who could be newly eligible for overtime. LEU reports.
Joanna Simmons, up until 3 weeks ago, used to work for an Atlanta area nonprofit making $31,000 a year. She says she averaged about 50 hours a week without overtime.
It was because it was a not-for-profit. I wanted to do it for the benefit of the community. You know, I just figured I'd get my gold stars in heaven and I would never have to go to purgatory.
But she says she would have benefited a lot, too, from being compensated for those extra hours, something she would have been eligible for under the new Department of Labor rule. The changes would make those making a salary of less than $47,476 eligible for time and a half pay. But critics say it will cost too much for employers and could lead to layoffs and fewer hours for workers. The new rule goes into effect December 1st. LEU WABE News.